It's been very, very busy. We've been dealing with students who aren't sure what's happening and being quite worried about the situation. So we've been having to reassure lots of students calling. Hotline's open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and it's just really, really busy. Twice as busy as it was this time last year. It was a bit quiet last night. I think people were just taking in everything that was being said, but we've had lots and lots of calls this morning from 8 a.m. when we opened, and as students are worried about what's happening, but we just really want to reassure them that if they have a place, they still have a place, and when they get their teacher assessed grades to give us a call and we will talk them through what their options are, but we do still have places available. If students have met the conditions of their original offer, then we will still guarantee them a place with us if we were their first choice. And it's the same for other universities, but the message is to get in touch with the university where you were originally holding your offer if you still want to go there. If you're coming to Kent and we were your first choice, then we will guarantee you a place if you get those grades. But also, if you don't quite meet them with your revised grades, with the teacher assessed grades, still give us a call. We are still aiming to be as flexible as we can because we just know what a difficult situation it is. At the University of Kent, we currently have spaces on all of our programmes except for medicine at the moment, and we can also guarantee accommodation. We're lucky that we're a really big university with great open space campuses. It is still a good time to come to university and get that university experience. We've been working really, really hard behind the scenes to make sure that both our campuses at Canterbury and Medway are COVID safe. We have testing on site, we have social distancing plans in place, and it will be a bit different. It will be a mixture of blended learning, so some things will be face to face, but some of the lectures will be online. But we're really confident that students will still have a good experience with excellent teaching. I think it's been difficult because the situation keeps changing, but we have students who have been at the university, as well as really experienced staff, on our hotline answering calls to reassure students that whatever the situation is, they still do have a really great future.